Section 8. Strategies for common riding situations. Introduction. Crashes are caused by an interaction of factors, or a combination of hazards. You can manage risk by being able to search evaluate execute, SEE, well. Below are common riding situations and ways to help you be a better, safer rider. Intersections. The greatest potential for a conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. It is important to evaluate what might happen several seconds before you reach an intersection. Roundabouts, driveways, alleys, medians with openings that allow left turns across lanes, pedestrian crosswalks, and railroad crossings should all be considered intersections. You want to have 360 degrees awareness. Be aware of traffic ahead, behind, and on the left and right. Remember to use presentation, which means to use a lane position where others are best able to see you. Notice when others may not be able to see you. Be aware of blind spots caused by stationary objects such as trees, light poles, parked cars, fencing, etc. Even if you are in view, drivers could still turn in front of you. When you are approaching an intersection, have an escape path in case someone makes a mistake. Be prepared to accelerate, stop, or swerve. Remember to have a 4-second urgent distance open. Identify traps and plan escape paths early. At some intersections, it may be necessary to stop more than once, especially to open up the view the best you can. This means to use a position to see and be seen in both directions without interfering with cross traffic or pedestrians. Before pulling out, make your final check in the direction of the closest potential hazards. When waiting at a red light, remain in first gear and use the rear brake pedal or front brake lever to keep the brake light on. You may want to shift to neutral if the wait will be long and traffic is stopped behind you. Shifting to neutral has the same effect as keeping the clutch lever fully squeezed. Check the mirrors often, and be in first gear and flash your brake light if someone approaches from behind. Have an escape path ready. After the traffic light changes, wait a second or two and thoroughly check cross traffic before moving out, as some drivers run through red lights. Some intersections have traffic-actuated lights that use sensors in the road surface to detect traffic. Sometimes they do not detect a motorcycle. Try to stop over of the sensors if they are visible. If you are turning from a stop, select a lane position that allows you to see traffic. If the turn is tight, it may help to turn the handlebars and lean the motorcycle slightly in the direction of the turn before starting out. You can also position yourself at a slight angle. Manage the clutch lever and throttle so you do not accelerate too fast or turn too wide. Between intersections. The roadway between intersections also can be hazardous. Be sure to keep a space cushion all around and have an escape path open. Have plenty of following distance. If the escape path directly in front is not enough, the next best path is usually on the right. Watch for vehicles pulling out of parking areas or backing out of driveways. Notice parked cars where a car door could open in your path. Search for people or animals that could dart out in front of you. Look for pedestrians, bicycles, and other vehicles that could affect escape paths. Blind spots. Blind spots are areas that make it impossible for you to see others or for others to see you. You have blind spots beside and behind you. Others have blind spots beside and behind them, and the roadway has its own blind spot areas that block everyone's view. You have blind spots behind and beside you that you cannot see in your mirrors. Even if your mirrors provide good coverage to the rear, check the blind spots with a head check, a glance over your shoulder. Whenever you change lanes, pass a vehicle, pull into traffic, or adjust lane position. You must avoid riding in the blind spots of others. Drivers may not see you because of doorposts or passengers. Their mirrors do not eliminate blind spots either. Blind spots also refer to the areas ahead where your view is blocked by vehicles, trees, or buildings. An intersection with a limited view is like one large blind spot. Blind spots at or between intersections can hide cars, bicycles, and pedestrians. The no zone refers to blind spots around large trucks. These blind spots are on the sides, in the rear, and in the front. You should avoid the no zone. Never cross behind a truck, bus, or larger vehicle that is backing up. When passing or being passed at higher speeds, be ready for air turbulence that could affect you. When passing, be sure to have a lot of space. At intersections, the right side blind spot of a truck or bus is doubly dangerous because of wide turns. Lane changes. A lane change procedure for a motorcycle is similar to a lane change for a car. Check to see the space you want remains open. Remember, convex mirrors make objects look farther away than they are. Use a head check to see what is not seen in your mirrors. Signal in advance and cancel the signal when in the new lane. Sometimes using a signal early will encourage a driver behind to give you more space. Freeway merging and exiting. Merging onto a freeway is similar to making a lane change. Watch for traffic behind you that will also enter the freeway. If possible, try to match the speed of the traffic flow on the freeway before you reach the end of the on-ramp or acceleration lane. Have an escape path, which could be the shoulder area. When exiting a freeway, maintain speed until you are out of the traffic flow and in the deceleration lane. Be extra cautious when your merging area or your exit area is the same area that other traffic uses to exit or enter a freeway. Use a good lane position so you can see and be seen. Curves. Riding through curves can be a lot of fun. But crash studies show running off the road accounts for many crashes. Do not push yourself by getting too bold. Use good judgment to stay well within your limits. Be sure to have a good entry speed and maintain your safety margins with plenty of good risk offset. There are three general curve types. 1. Constant radius, which has the same curvature throughout. 2. Increasing radius, which has the curve open up. 3. Decreasing radius, which has the curve close up and become progressively tighter. There are three general curve parts. 1. Entry, which is the first part of the curve. 2. Apex, which is the middle or sharpest point in your path around the curve. 3. Exit, which is the last part of the curve. There are three general lane positions. 1. Outside, which is farthest away from the centerline in a left-hand curve and nearest the centerline in a right-hand curve. 2. Middle, which is the center of the lane. 3. Inside, which is nearest the centerline in left-hand curve and farthest from the centerline in a right-hand curve. Using three curve parts and three lane positions means you have 27 options. To illustrate, you could use a general strategy of middle, middle on entry, middle at the apex, and middle at the exit, as this provides space on both sides within your lane throughout the curve. Or you could use a performance type strategy of outside, that reduces the lean required and allows you see farther through the curve, but gets you closer to the centerline and the shoulder. For any strategy you use, having a good entry speed is crucial so you do not have to make any major speed or lane position adjustments in the curve. Because there are many variables when negotiating a curve, you have many choices. Here are some tips. Search. 1. Observe roadway warning signs that inform you of curve direction and sharpness. Heed the posted speed. 2. Look as far ahead as you can to see what is beyond the curve and whether there are more curves or elevation changes. Sometimes tree lines can help you determine what is coming up. 3. If you cannot see the exit, predict the curve radius tightens up and hold entry speed farther into the curve. 4. Consider the potential for oncoming traffic. 5. Consider factors that could affect speed and lane position. 6. Note road and surface conditions. There may be gravel or oil on the road, and the surface near the shoulder may be cracked, broken, or uneven. 7. Notice if the road is crowned, higher in the middle, or off camber, higher on one side. These roads can affect cornering clearance. 8. For very sharp curves, search for approaching vehicles that could be over the centerline. Evaluate. 1. Predict the worst to get the best results. For instance, imagine an obstacle is blocking your lane or there is gravel on the surface just beyond where you can see. Set your entry speed accordingly. 2. Choose an entry speed and select a gear to provide the most options to adjust for conditions. You do not want to suddenly change gears or make abrupt speed changes in a curve. Have a smooth transition from approach speed to entry speed. 3. Consider a middle lane position that provides space on both sides of the lane. 4. When using an outside-inside-outside strategy, consider a late turn in with a delayed apex to avoid running wide. 5. Have an escape path throughout the curve. 6. Be able to stop in the distance you can see. Execute. 1. Smoothly and precisely use the controls. 2. In left-hand curves, avoid getting too close to the center line so you are not leaning over it. 3. Avoid the need to brake hard in a curve, as the motorcycle will typically want to stand up and take a wider path. 4. If you need to lean a lot in a curve, place the balls of your feet on the footrests to keep your boots from touching the ground. 5. If you find yourself running wide in a turn, look farther through the turn and press more on the inside hand grip to increase lean. It helps to move your upper body to the inside of the turn so the motorcycle will stay more upright and not scrape parts. General. 1. Stay in your comfort zone and do not push yourself because of drivers or riders behind you. 2. If you catch yourself pushing your limit or are making even minor errors, slow down. Listen to your safety voice. 3. Ride well within your skill limits and the tire's traction limits, have a traction reserve. 4. If the terrain is hilly, use a lower gear so you have better throttle response. You can use the throttle to fine-tune your speed and lane position, especially if you are in the proper gear. 5. Watch your speed in downhill curves. It may help to use a low gear to permit engine braking. 6. When riding through lots of curves, like on mountainous roadways, be sure to breathe well to help you stay alert. 7. For multiple curves, keep your speed under control and adjust lane position to keep safety margins. A recommended approach for all curves is to use a middle strategy along with good judgment to adjust to conditions as needed. Remember, surge setup smooth. Limited space maneuvers. Maneuvering in a limited space can be challenging. Making a tight, sharp turn or U-turn is an important skill to master. It helps you in parking lots, when turning around on the street, and in making a tight turn from a stop. Here are some considerations where space is limited. Find the combination of techniques that is best for you. These include 1. Using a very low speed and sharp handlebar turn. 2. Using the friction zone and throttle in combination with the rear brake to control speed. 3. Using a counterweight method. This permits more motorcycle lean for a tighter turning radius. Putting more pressure on the outside footrest can help. Also, you can move off the seat toward the outside of the turn. Turn your head to get a good sight picture of where you want to go. 4. For a tight turn from a stop, turn the handlebars before moving out. 5. Know that a sudden increase in speed will straighten up the motorcycle. 6. As needed, touch a foot to the ground, dab. 7. If space is very limited, you can power walk or stop and back up before finishing the turn. Starting on a hill. A special procedure is needed to start out on an uphill grade. A good way is to apply one of the brakes to prevent rolling backwards. If you need to keep both feet on the ground, use the front brake lever while easing out the clutch lever until you can apply some throttle. Use the friction zone to hold your position. It is a good idea to practice the procedure in a parking lot or on a lightly traveled street before needing to do it with traffic behind you. Obstacles. Good searching skills help you avoid potholes, speed bumps, and stationary objects. If something cannot be avoided, like uneven railroad tracks, there are some specific actions you can take. Here are some tips to cross over an obstacle or bumps. 1. Slow as much as conditions permit. 2. Approach at a 90-degree angle if possible. 3. Avoid fixating on the obstacle. Look ahead to where you want to go. 4. Rise off the seat with your knees bent and against the tank. 5. Use your legs as shock absorbers. 6. Hold both hand grips firmly and do not cover the brake lever or clutch lever. 7. Just before contact, shift your weight to the rear and blip the throttle, quick roll on, to extend the front forks. 8. Upon contact, abruptly roll off the throttle so the rear wheel is not under power when it crosses over the obstacle. 9. Sit down when the motorcycle is stable. 10. Continue to SEE. Parking. Parking a motorcycle includes some special actions. Here are some tips for parking. 1. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. This will allow you to pull out more easily with a better view. Position it to be visible to others. Note: some cities have laws that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. 2. If using the side stand, turn the handlebars left to the full lock position for more stability. 3. Lock the forks and take the key. 4. Use a quality lock and chain and secure it through the frame. 5. Consider adding a security alarm. 6. Use a flat, rigid object under the side stand, like a flattened soda can or a motorcycle side stand pad, to keep it from sinking into soft surfaces and causing the motorcycle to fall. 7. Be sure the stand provides stability on a sloped surface. 8. Leave the motorcycle in first gear so it is less likely to roll. 9. Park in a secure area with lots of lighting. 10. Use a motorcycle cover. Road furniture. Road furniture refers to all roadside objects. Examples include road signs, guideposts, safety barriers, light and utility poles, mailboxes, bus shelters, fire hydrants, etc. Make sure you include road furniture as part of your search and evaluate strategy as objects may affect your possible escape paths. Passing. The passing procedure for a motorcycle is similar to a passing procedure for a car. Avoid passing more than one vehicle at a time. The driver in front of the line may turn left, and any driver could pull out to pass. To complete a pass. 1. Keep a good following distance and move to the left third of the lane. 2. Have a safe passing gap ahead. 3. Check your mirrors and blind spot, with a head check, and turn on your signal. 4. Change lanes and accelerate. 5. Cancel your signal. 6. Select a lane position that gives you space from the vehicle you are passing. 7. When past the vehicle, check your mirror and blind spot, with a head check, signal, and return to your lane. 8. Cancel your signal. 9. Continue to SEE. Tailgaters. Drivers who tailgate pose a hazard. Do not let such a driver keep you from using rider radar. You should increase your distance from vehicles ahead of you so you have more time and space to stop. Then the tailgating driver will not need to make a quick stop because you won't have to make a quick stop. Some other options to respond to a tailgating driver are: use one of the brake controls to flash the brake light. Change lanes. Turn off the road. Should the driver you behind stay close, keep escape paths open to the left and right sides. This will help keep you from being trapped. Night riding. Riding at night, including at dusk and dawn or in other limited visibility conditions such as fog or dust, reduces what you can see and what others can see. 1. Wear bright, reflective materials. 2. Use your high beam when you can. 3. Use the lights of other vehicles to help you see what is ahead. 4. Watch for taillights that bounce because it could indicate a road surface hazard. 5. Flash your brake light when slowing and when waiting at intersections. 6. Add lighting to your motorcycle. Be sure your eye protection is free of scratches and smudges. Do not use tinted lenses at night. You do not want to override the headlight. This happens when your total stopping distance exceeds the distance your light beam shows. Keep in mind hazards can enter your path from the sides. Slow down so you are able to stop in the distance you can see. Group riding. You want to have good basic skills before riding with others. Riding with others involves special considerations because there is a lot more to think about than when riding alone. Be sure to ride your own ride and not just do what the rider in front or behind does. Avoid group pressure to ride beyond your skill or comfort level. You want to keep your attention on your personal safety margins. Here are some tips for group riding. 1. Arrive ready with plenty of gasoline, and check with the group leader for details about the ride. 2. Learn common group riding signals. 3. Use a staggered formation unless there is the need for single-file riding. 4. Avoid side-by-side riding as the time and space safety margin is reduced. 5. Use a single-file formation with at least a 2-second following distance for curves and other situations that require more maneuvering room and an increased safety margin, like poor surface conditions or limited visibility conditions. 6. Avoid engine braking, and use the brake light whenever slowing. 7. Check riders ahead and behind often. 8. Avoid target fixation, looking in one spot for more than a second, especially on other riders you are with, so you can keep an active visual search pattern. 9. When you pass, do so as an individual rider. 10. If you get separated from the group, ride your own ride to the next predetermined stop. 11. Be predictable, and follow group protocol as long as it is safe. A reference page on group riding is provided at the end of this handbook. There is also an MSF classroom-only program, Share the Adventure, Group Riding, that provides details and tips about riding in a group. Information can be found inside the back cover.